Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for the week of February 11th, 2023. My name is Evan and I'm your phonologist for this week. We have had above average temperatures during this week. On Saturday, February 11th, we had a high of 47 degrees. And on Sunday and Monday, we were in the mid-40s. The normal average temperature for this time of year is 26 degrees. Due to our warmer temperatures, there are patches of bare ground showing through the snow and standing water puddles everywhere. On Valentine's Day, the sixth graders were all out at their Quinsies making fires with flint and steel, but only a few teams were successful in keeping their fire going due to the rain. On February 14th at Mason's house, there was so much rain that it had nowhere to go but his basement. As of Wednesday, February 15th, the ice coverage on Lake Superior was only 5%. That's a large decrease from last week. The average for this time of year is 30 to 40%. The snowbank outside Mrs. Marcon's room was 6 foot 7 inches. And now, with the warmer weather on and rain, it has shrunk down to 4 foot 9. That's a difference of 1 foot 10 inches. In 1 week, on Thursday the 16th, the temperatures fell and all the standing water froze, creating some dangerous driving and walking conditions. On Tuesday, February 14th, Miss Radmacher's class of third graders watched a shrew scamper across the nature trail before disappearing into a tunnel at the base of a tree. The next day, Mason noticed deer scat on the sidewalk by his bus stop, thawing out as the snow and ice were melting away. On Thursday, February 16th, a third grader saw a wolf crossing the road while on the bus on the way to school. On Saturday, February 11th, Miss Urban saw a northern saw-whet owl singing outside of her house. These small owls can stay in Minnesota all winter, and their songs, which sounds like consistent beeping, can be heard between January and May. The pileated woodpecker are becoming more active as the winter progresses. Miss Urban frequently hears them drumming and calling and sees them flying around the school forest. Woodpeckers drum on trees to establish a territory and attract a mate. A pair of pileated woodpeckers, a male and a female, have been seen almost every day this week by Miss Lampola's class of second graders. To tell them apart, look at the mustache. The colored part of the feathers behind the bill. If those feathers are black, it's a female. If it's red, it's a male. These two woodpeckers are most likely a breeding pair that are establishing a territory around the school. Hopefully these large birds are able to raise a clutch of chicks this summer. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.